People have a romanticized view of what it means to write about food. They imagine you eating and drinking for free in glamorous venues where everyone knows your name and fears your word. This couldn't be further from the truth. The reality is endless research and distilling stories into 350 words. It's cutting the nuance and replacing it with what's clickable. It's subbing out an important story with a profile of a businessman. I'm Jess Ho, and I've done it all. PR, waiting tables, bartending, touring events, working in kitchens, owning my own venue. And I was doing that kind of writing for years. My entire life has been about understanding the difference between what's called good and bad food. One day, I remember sitting down at my desk to write. It was the time of year where I had to update the cheap eats list, and a familiar dread crept in. I pulled it up on my screen with deep disdain, and the more I scrolled, the angrier I got. Bowls of noodles, kebabs, banh mi, dosa, gosleme, dumplings, hummus. I was expected to rank these foods, because ranked lists pulled up higher in search engines. That didn't sit right with me. I was being forced to pit businesses owned by people of colour against each other. I was being asked to ignore the individuality and complexity of each cuisine. I was being asked to reinforce the myth that immigrant-owned businesses are cheap, just like their cultures. And who was I to judge? Every day, I saw food culture simplified to nothing more than entertainment. The sole purpose was to objectify it, to conflate and skim over its specificity, language, religion, geography, climate, agriculture, tradition, and identity. So by the time the next editorial meeting came around, I knew I had to say something. But the response I received was frustratingly familiar. It is what it is. It's how it's always been done. I was sick of it. So I want to tell the story from the other side. Meet the people who dare to think differently, who are fighting to have their voice recognised through the ingredients they champion, the aisles they stock, the prices they charge, and the people they hire. In this series, I'll cook Spam with a respected chef.
I think I like it more than the original. Is that... Oh, is that naughty? Is that controversial?
Learn how native grasses can save Australia's soil.
People say very airily, oh, Aboriginal people were such wise and beautiful people and had a special relationship with the earth. I'm happy for people to say that, but bloody believe it and bloody do something about it.
And talk about the human capacity for funk.
Our concept of taste and what is disgusting or not disgusting has always been a way that we separate ourselves from each other.
You'll also hear from me. My story as a child of immigrants, trying to find my identity between old school Cantonese culture and a white Australian backdrop. This is Bad Taste, an SBS podcast about who we are through the foods we eat. You can listen in the SBS Radio app at sbs.com.au/badtaste or in your favourite podcast app.